This project was made possible thanks to the sponsorship of the Barossa Village, the creative energies and skills of the Emu Tree, Daisy Love George, and the staff at Barossa Village. This project was designed to create a lasting memory of the people who contributed so much to our community. I'm sitting here with Elaine Scott. Elaine, thank you for agreeing to speak with me this morning.
Thank you.
Could I ask you, please, could you tell me your date of birth, please?
26th of March. I'm pretty ancient now, so...
Would it be the 26th of March 1938?
That's it.
And whereabouts were you born?
Peterborough.
Peterborough.
Up north.
And what do you remember about Peterborough in those early days?
It was lovely. When I started going to school, we had to walk down quite a fair way, go to school and then come back uphill. So it was active. If I wanted to get anywhere at all, I had to do it myself. Oh, Mum and Dad, when I was small and young, they took me, of course, in a pusher or pram or something like that.
And can you tell me, who were your parents?
My parents, my mother was named Dorothy, and my dad was named Alan. That's their Christian names.
Did you have brothers or sisters?
Yes, I had brothers. No sisters. Not one, ever.
What were their names?
One was Ross, one was Graham. They were very kind. We got on well. Didn't have any disputes or anything like that. Graham was my younger brother. I was in the middle.
You mentioned there about walking to school, so would you all walk together?
Sometimes
every day,
we walked together.
Was there any
mischief?
Or?
Well, sometimes. sometimes there was a bit of a lighter effect. And we just remembered we go downhill to school, but we've jolly well got to walk up the hill to get home again. So that was a bit depressing if you were not too well.
And how far did you live from school? Was it a long walk?
Yes, it was quite long, as I remember. But I mean, when you're a child, everything seems long or big.
So what else can you tell me about Peterborough?
Oh, I loved Peterborough. It was lovely. We lived in a nice home at the top of a hill. I can't even think of the name of the hill. It wasn't a steep hill. It was just a gentle road with footpaths, and that led down to the school.
And what can you tell me about the school? What do you remember about Peterborough School?
Peterborough School was lovely, kind. We had good teachers.
How long did you live in Peterborough for?
Well, when I was in grade 3 or 4 at primary school at Peterborough, Dad worked with the post office. I was called to Narracourt. So from Peterborough to Narracourt is a long way. We didn't have a car or anything like that at that stage. We got to Narracourt on trains. That's how we got there. Yeah, it was nice. I liked Narracourt.
Must have been quite a change from Peterborough.
Yes.
And totally different climate down there as well.
Yes.
Compared to Peterborough.
Yes. There was a swimming pool, I think, at Narracourt. I think I did go to high school for some time at Narracourt, as I remember it.
So they're good memories those years?
Yes.
So was swimming a big part of your life?
Yes, definitely.
How did swimming fit into your life?
Well, it had to fit in somehow. If it was swimming, I wanted to be there because I love swimming. Diving, that had the diving boards at the deep end. I wasn't much into diving into the water. I'm not a diver, but once I get in the water, I love to swim.
And how often would you train?
Well, maybe once a week.
What did you do after high school?
Dad was with the post office. He was the postmaster at Kapunda. Of course, that's a long way from Narracourt, isn't it? So we went to Kapunda. That was wonderful. What would I have been? I don't know, if I was 11 or 12 or 13 or something like that. He was in the post office, and the post office master's home was attached actually to the post office, like side by side, or they were connected very closely.
And did you help your father out in the post office? Did you spend time there with him?
Sometimes, yes, I was on a switchboard.
And did you enjoy that?
I did. Kapunda was lovely. Had a lovely big town hall, and we could go. Oftentimes they had concerts and things, like people on the stage singing beautifully, and we can sit down on the floor at the big hall. Yes, that was good. I vaguely remember taking part in dances, you know, just town dances, partnered and waltzing around the hall. Yeah. Had a nice church, Church of England. And Dad, with the post office we were living in, it was in the main street, so we could walk along the main street, and then we could turn right and go up the road and come up to where the church was. Yeah, I'm sure I did. I was a telephonist then. I went into the post office where Dad was working in the front as postmaster. I was in the, where they say number please. In those days you put the pin in the hole and say number please, and then, oh, you want someone, so you have to have another cord, something like that, only much bigger. And you have to say, oh, well, he lives in Udunda, put it in Udunda, or Kapunda, or Adelaide, or Melbourne, or Sydney, or whatever. And then they get to talk to each other. Seems old-fashioned now.
I understand you raised 4 children?
Yes, I did.
Can you tell me a little bit about your family life?
My family. I had 2 beautiful daughters. They weren't twins, so it came. Leanne first, second Carolyn, 2 girls. Of course, being married to a farmer, I was supposed to produce the boys first, but I could not make it. But later the 2 boys came, Elliot and Thomas. My husband, a farmer.
And what was his name?
John.
Did you raise your family in or around Kapunda?
Yes, some of them went to high school there.
And what sort of farm did you have?
Oh, sheep. Lots of sheep, and 3 sheep dogs to look after them.
Was it hard work?
Yes, quite hard. It was quite difficult sometimes. If they decide they don't want to be in that paddock, they'll go into the other paddock. That sort of thing.
Can you tell me about your involvement with the Nuriupta swimming pool? Did you used to work at the pool?
I did.
What did you do? What was
I
your role?
I started going as a just enjoying the pool myself, having nice swims. But then I became a I did my qualifications to be a swimming teacher, and we'd have the children in the pool. And around the edges of the pool, you know, they have a bar that they can hang on to. They're swimming and they're in deep water. They should swim near the edge of the pools, because with one stroke you can grab the cement and hold on to that and say, help, help, get me out of here. I mean, they'd be holding on to the edge and then they'd sort of dog paddle out a little way. But then they got worn out and they were in a bit of trouble, so I have been known to take their hand and put them back. And if they were upset, of course, I'd take them out and let them go into the other pool, which wasn't so deep. They could still have fun and get wet. that swimming, I just love swimming. Swimming when I was, my dad, he taught me to swim when we'd go to the beach nearly every summer, because they didn't seem to have pools in that time. And Dad would get in the water and he'd crawl through the water and say, "Look, hello, I'm all right, look at me." And he'd be actually had his hands down at the bottom of the water and kicking at the back. So that was the beginning of how to swim. It was good.
Yeah, sounds it.
Mm. What a wonderful memory.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Elaine, thank you very much for talking with me this morning. It's been lovely to meet you.
Yes, thank you. Thank you very much indeed. And thank you too. It was a long time ago.
You have been listening to a podcast from the Barossa Village Oral History Project. Further podcasts can be found and downloaded at thewaywewere.podbean.com.